He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
So whose idea was this anyway?
Which is that?
This concept of doing He Said, She Said.
I think all the good ideas come from me, Corey.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, well, I've heard that one before. Well, listen, I think our listeners today would be interested in hearing what you have to say about what it's like to train for a master's level female bodybuilding competition. Tell us, how's it going?
It's going. It's going, and it's going really well. You know how I love a challenge, and it's also exciting to see me reshape my body. I like the discipline. It's a little tough sometimes, but because I am seeing some results, it's easier to stay on track.
Now, what is it about your lifestyle that's so much different from, say, the average normal person?
From the average normal person, let's say. Okay, so every day I get up and I have to train whether I like it or not. I have a diet that is specific to my needs, which right now is carbohydrates consisting of only raw vegetables and steamed vegetables and protein. And that's about it. And with the world around us, everybody's eating and it's very sociable. And everywhere you walk and you drive, you see food. So it's a real, real disciplined mind that keeps you focused. And like I said before, I am seeing results in my body and changes. And that's what's the exciting part. And it's only 30 days down to go, so I can handle that.
Well, what is it about carbohydrate restriction? Why would you want to do that?
Lose body fat.
So when you eat too many carbs, you get fat?
Yeah, and I do. Yes, I do. In the places that I don't want to get a little chunkaroony, which is usually around my buttocks, thighs area, which is pretty similar for most women, actually.
And I understand you're teaming up with a partner going into a mixed pairs competition as well?
Absolutely. And his name is Doug Austin, and he's also doing a master's bodybuilding competition for the first time. He's 45 years old. And that's one of the things that's keeping me going is we have so much fun. And it's also, for me, being a professional dancer, I get to do a little bit of a dance choreography with the bodybuilding. So that's been fun to choreograph to music, a routine.
So would you like a plate of pasta?
No, I want pizza and I want chocolate cake. That's what's been going on in my mind.
Sucrose free, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, listen, what about water? How do you stay hydrated when you're on such a restricted diet?
Well, I drink lots and lots of water, of course, always, herbal teas and raw vegetables with lots of water, such as celery and lots of lettuce, onions, things like that. That keeps you well hydrated. And you have to, because you're eating some cooked proteins. I eat lots of tuna sashimi as well. I quite think of that as candy.
Now, of course, tuna sashimi, or for those of you who are unaware of the sashimi terminology, is a staple in our home. Raw fish is an excellent source of the best quality creatine in the world. Of course, it has a naturally occurring source of pure water, which is lost when you cook flesh and fish to a maximum degree. Now, what about protein shakes? I understand that you're off the protein shakes now for the final leg.
Thanks to you. I love my protein shakes. But Corey says I'm not allowed to have protein shakes anymore because of the fruit sugar and also because of the whey, which is from milk.
Okay, so there's a little bit of lactose in whey protein isolate. We use a whey protein isolate, very, very good quality. But that little bit of lactose is what you're trying to pinpoint and reduce, because you're really trying to squeeze out the body fat. Of course, you've got to be up on stage half naked, and those lines got to come through.
That's what you keep telling me, honey. And the audience, I want you to know that he's like the food police around the house. I can't get away with anything, so it's great. It's great to have the support, but I'll tell you, once in a while, you just want to steal a little kernel of rice or something, but you can't even get away with that.
I noticed you were eyeballing my rice tonight. What kind of rice was that you made tonight?
This is a wild rice, a Canadian wild rice.
Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah, it was a little bit of soy in that, a little bit of ghee.
Oh, it was delicious.
Yeah, mind you, you wouldn't know, would you?
From what I remember, it used to be delicious. Yes, absolutely.
Now, you're not going to stay on this kind of a diet forever, are you?
Oh, absolutely not. It's a competitive bodybuilding diet. And the only reason that I'm doing it is to get shredded and cut and vascular. That's the only reason I would do it. Other than that, it's not healthy to go on a diet like this. And I would never expect anybody to go on a diet like this. But for the results that I want, because I'm competing and I want to get up on stage and I want those judges to see what I've got, it's important that I do this.
Now, isn't it also true that when you raise your standard through competition, you magnify yourself in your mind, and it might also improve your quality to the degree where long-term you elevate your status of health?
Well, that's exactly why I'm doing this, is because I want to raise the standard, raise the bar of my health and wellness. I don't want to become sick because of doing this. I want to increase my immune system. I want to get stronger and healthier and faster.
And you're, what, 43, so...
Rub it in. Tell everybody how old I am.
Well, okay, so chronologically speaking. But what about your biological age? How old do you think you are?
Oh, gee, how old do I act, you mean? I don't know. I still feel like I'm 17 years old.
Well, we'll have to go over to Salt Spring and have a visit with Michael Colgan and get a rendition and a rundown on our biological age. I figure we got at least 10 or 15 years under our chronological age. Now, I know that you have put some time and energy previously into training and preparing for a Miss Fitness competition.
Yes.
What's the difference between training for a Miss Fitness competition and a bodybuilding show?
Well, the fitness competition is a lot of gymnastics, and it's a choreographed dancing routine for a minute and a half, and they're looking for flexibility, strength, endurance, power. And also, too, you have to wear a bikini to see how pretty you look in a bikini and your shape. And then you have to wear an evening gown to see how elegant you are. In some fitness competitions, you also have to speak to see how eloquently you speak. In the bodybuilding, it is symmetry, muscularity, skin tone, but not always about the size of the muscle, but the symmetry is important. And that's
I like symmetry. I think symmetry is my favorite aspect of a bodybuilder.
I do too. I agree as well.
It's not just big muscles,
no.
But it's how you look. It's how the package is put
exactly.
together.
Exactly. Absolutely. I agree with you.
You've got a pretty good package right now.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Well, listen, I understand also that you've got a little food business on the side for these young bachelors on the run who have no time to prepare decent food. Tell me, what's all that about?
Well, that started with my brother-in-law. I cook all the time. You actually taught me how to cook, because I didn't know how to cook before I met you. I knew how to do nothing. But you taught me how to cook. So my brother-in-law comes over to our place all the time, and he's always sees my fridge full of food, and he says, I want you to cook for me. So anyways, I started this little deal where I cook for him, and then he got his friends on the package. So every Monday I cook, and they buy all the Tupperwares, and I fill it up with blood type diet. That's what I go by, because we follow the blood type diet.
I'm
a type O, the gather hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The predator. Chasing me around the house all the time.
The T-Rex when I'm hungry. So anyway, what I do is I find out what everybody's blood type is, and then I cook around that. So basically, it's not just any type of food I'm cooking. It's to make them healthier and stronger. I label everything so that they know exactly what it is that they're getting, so that when they do go out into restaurants, it opens their eyes to make healthier choices and to understand the foods that they're eating and why they're eating them. So it's an educational as well as tastes really good.
So what kind of feedback are you getting?
Good feedback, actually. They really enjoy it.
Yeah. Do they know what they're eating or what?
Well, I think they know what they're eating because I label it.
Yeah. But it's new for them, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm very surprised a lot of people have not educated their palate to trying new kinds of food.
Well, I know I went to Harry's place the other day. One of your clients looked in his fridge. I couldn't believe it. There was like a jar of mustard. It looked like it had been inside the refrigerator for about 18 years. There was like moss and mold growing out of the top.
Aww.
And of course, there was two cases of beer.
Hey, that's the kind of guy I'm looking for.
Well, I mean, and he's given me some great feedback too. He's feeling better. He's got more energy. There is life and more vitality in good, clean food, isn't there?
Absolutely. And it's made with love.
Well, that's that for today and our first He Said, She Said. And, of course, it's been fun.
It's always fun with you, Corey.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start thinking about ways to attack you on this program.
Oh, don't get me going.
It's time to get my revenge.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sweetie, take care.
Take care, you too.
Please turn to side 2 for our special guest interview.